When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The creative in creative real estate and creative financing is when an idea is used to buy real estate instead of using money. As a real estate investor, it's never a money problem, but rather an idea problem. You don't need a lot of money to make money here. You just need a lot of ideas. Boom! We refer to these creative ideas as terms. Terms like equity sharing, options, lease options, agreement for deed, seller carryback, subject tos, wraps, all-inclusive trust deeds, and so much more. And right now, I'm gonna veer from the curriculum a bit to show you how the land trust can be incorporated into your creative real estate investing to protect your deals and provide some additional flexibility and options in how you profit from your deals, especially as how it pertains to subject to transactions.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
A land trust is a legal entity comprised of a trustee and a beneficiary that take ownership of or authority over a piece of property at the command of the property owner. For our purpose to creatively invest in real estate, a land trust allows the property owner to anonymously maintain all rights over a property and direct the actions of the land trust. The land trust is on title. You, the beneficiary, receives the rights to the property, of which includes, but is not limited to, the right to occupy, the right to rent, to develop, or to sell the property. The trustee will follow the terms of the trust agreement and act in the best interest of the beneficiary, you. A major benefit of a land trust is the ease of transferring ownership of the property to your heirs when you pass. Without a trust, an individual's will has to be assessed through the costly and time-consuming legal process of probate. Land trusts, unlike people, don't die. So the succession plan set up in the trust remains in place without needing probate. It's why land trusts are a common instrument used in estate planning. And because they are so commonly used for that, a transfer to a land trust almost never throws up a red flag to the bank for your subject to transactions. The main benefit, however, of the land trust is privacy. The trustee's name is the only name that appears in the public records. As long as your name doesn't appear as the trustee, your ownership of the property remains hidden. And as a real estate investor, that can be very important, especially when your wealth starts to grow. After the title of a property is transferred into a trust, the names of the owners cannot be disclosed without a court order. This helps to avoid litigation from the bad guys who may find or look for a reason to try and get some of your hard-earned wealth. Lawsuits, they happen. A land trust doesn't directly provide asset protection. But if the bad guys can't find your assets, it indirectly does. They can't take what they can't find. Now, the primary reason a creative real estate investor would use a land trust is to prevent a lender from invoking the due on sale clause on their subject to transaction. As we discussed in the last lesson on subject twos, most, if not all mortgages these days, include a due on sale clause. The clause allows banks to call a loan due when the title gets transferred. Now, just because they can doesn't mean that they will. In fact, they rarely do. But just in case they do, there is a legal workaround regarding this clause that can provide you an extra level of protection from the due on sale clause. It was in 1982, the United States Congress enacted the Garn-St-Germain Act. And under this act, mortgage lenders cannot enforce the due on sale clause on a property that is a part of a land trust as long as the borrower is also the beneficiary. When a property is transferred into a land trust, only the deed reflecting the name of the trust and the trustee is recorded. The land trust agreement, where the beneficiary is documented, is not recorded. So the beneficial interest can be bought, sold, or traded without anyone ever knowing, including the lender. Of course, laws are not always black and white. The subtle and debatable nuances of real estate investors using land trusts are much better understood by bar-licensed attorneys who have years of experience using land trusts. And I recommend you consult one to protect your interests and satisfy your questions and concerns. You don't need a lawyer to transfer title to a land trust, but I use an attorney for all of my land trusts subject to transactions. And you'll understand why in just a minute. Here's how it works. As with your typical real estate transactions, purchasing a property with a land trust requires a closing to prepare, sign, and file all necessary legal documents. When you make the purchase agreement, rather than putting your name on the contract, use the street number and street name of your land trust. It would look something like this. Buyer, 123 Main Street Land Trust, J. Jones, trustee. You can create the land trust at any time prior to closing on the property. My closing attorney takes care of that for me, which is who I also name as the initial trustee. This way, he can sign to close the transaction and my name never appears on the dotted line. He'll write in the seller as the beneficiary, and the seller will then assign the beneficial interest to my LLC. And then after we close, my attorney will resign as the trustee where I step in. Now, I am the trustee and my LLC is the beneficiary. Note that the change in the trustee and the assignment of beneficial interest are not required to be recorded. If someone were to look the property up, they would not find my name anywhere, but rather the name of the original trustee. Now, I fully own and control the property without the bank or anyone for that matter knowing. This is all information that you should know, but don't be too concerned about how all of this works. Your closing attorney will handle all of this for you and see to it that you are compliant for your market. Let's move on to our next creative idea, the wraparound mortgage and the all-inclusive trust deed. See you next time.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.